Ringel's Assembly recently earmarked $70,000 to support a robust COVID-19 testing program for employees of one of the island's seafood processors. Oregon-based Sea Level Seafoods brings on 25 to 30 workers each summer during the fishing season. At its June 8th meeting, the Assembly considered expanding the testing to include Ringel's other fish processors, as well as charter and tour operators in town. But instead, it canceled the program altogether.
My issue with this is that we already have a free testing program in Ringel at the airport. I know.
Mayor Steve Prasunka explained to the Assembly his vote against funding Sea Level's COVID tests.
So I don't understand why they have to have us paying for their further testing. And I appreciate that it's, you know, it's not the city's money, it's the Fed's money, but we have to be responsible for the Fed's money as well as our own money.
Right now, the state runs a testing program at Ringel's airport during the twice-a-day jet arrivals. Prasunka said it felt like a frivolous use of public funds just to have testing be a bit more flexible for the seafood workers. And Assemblymember Dave Powell agreed.
If it's free somewhere, go to the free ones. I mean, if it doesn't fit your schedule well, then change your schedule. That's the way I feel about it. If we can get it free somewhere where else, then why are we paying and wasting this money on that?
Sea Level hasn't commented. Last year, the borough authorized spending up to $60,000 of its pandemic funding to sponsor tests for Sea Level employees. The total cost came in at around $22,000 for last year's tests. Assemblymember Bob Dalrymple says he believes seafood processors should aim to have workers vaccinated, not just tested, for COVID-19.
I mean, their goal here should be vaccinations as soon as possible. That may not fit into their schedules of their workers and stuff. But again, they can get a free vaccination as well. So that should be the objective overall, I think.
Employee testing hasn't been the only point of pandemic fund dispersion discussion, though. Last month, the Borough Assembly approved spending up to $60,000 of FEMA public assistance funds for a summertime COVID isolation site. Borough Manager Lisa Von Bargen explained that her office felt that as cruise ships return to town, having an isolation site for visitors or staff is of utmost importance to protect the local economy from shutdowns.
Because there's no way for someone to get off the island if they are COVID positive. They have to have a place to go. So this really is an insurance policy for our businesses and for our visitors coming into the community that they can go someplace if the worst case scenario happens.
But Dalrymple disagreed, saying that money that comes from the feds, even if it isn't our money, can still be misspent.
It's federal money, but I still think this really doesn't pass the red face test for public expenditure at this time where we are in the pandemic.
Ultimately, a majority of Ringel's Assembly saw the isolation site as a worthwhile expenditure. Dalrymple was the only Assembly member to dissent. In terms of other pandemic mitigation measures, Ringel has an honor system mandate that unvaccinated people traveling into Ringel from out of state get tested for COVID-19. There's no penalty for not complying. Fully vaccinated people aren't asked to test upon arrival. The borough received $125,000 in federal aid specifically to bolster COVID vaccinations and testing in the community. Depending on whether the state continues its airport testing program, Ringel officials say they may use some of that money to continue free COVID tests during daily jet arrivals at the airport. In Ringel, I'm Sage Smiley.